Jeannie.
Yes, Ernie?
Sing me a song about birds.
All right, I have just the one for you.
All right, sing it.
When the sun in the morning leaps over the hill and kisses the roses round my window sill, then my heart fills with gladness when I hear the trill of the birds in the treetops on Mockingbird Hill. Tra-la-la, twiddly-dee-dee, it gives me a thrill to wake up in the morning to the mockingbird's trill. Tra-la-la, twiddly-dee-dee, there's peace and goodwill. You're welcome to the flowers on Mockingbird Hill.
Hey, wait a minute.
Stop the music.
Hey.
What?
Jeannie.
What's this, Ernie?
That's lovely, but, kid, I don't seem like that's the way I heard that song.
Well, that's the only way I've ever heard it.
Listen closely, girl.
When the sun in the morning peeps over the sash, I go down to the hog pen with the leftover hash. I feed all the pigs by the rusty old mill, then I call up my milk cow on Mockingbird Hill. Tra-la-la, tweedly-dee-dee, it gives her a thrill when I set down to milk her on Mockingbird Hill. She just stands there and sighs as the bucket I fill each night and each morning on Mockingbird Hill.
Thanks, Mark. Thank God. Thank you. Thank you, Jeannie. It's nice to have you with us today. And all you boys, you were the greatest, to say the least.
Well, yeah.
I should have said you were the most, to say the least. And you folks, drive careful on the highways now, and you listen to what I say.
Out there in radio land, and welcome to another edition of Freetown Radio. My name is Roger Cash. We just heard Tennessee Ernie Ford from his 1953 radio show, The Tennessee Ernie Show, with the old tune, Listen to the Mockingbird. That was Jeannie Gale on the vocal helping Tennessee Ernie Ford out. And some fancy steel guitar playing from Speedy West. And today, this week on Freetown Radio, we got a brand new theme for you. And the theme is Birds of a Feather. We're going to be celebrating all the little birds that visit us in the spring and make beautiful music with their bird song. And we got a lot of good music to get to today, and I hope you all dig it. For our first set, we're going to check in with two of the greatest guitar players of country music, Mr. Merle Travis and Joe Mavis, from a record they made out in Albuquerque, New Mexico in April of 1979 for the CMH label. And joining Merle and Joe are Bill Linneman on the bass and Buddy Harmon on the drums. We're going to start off with a little instrumental from them called Free Little Bird to kick off the first set, and here we go.
Thank you.
night down Lover's Lane we were walking. She said, "Ah, honey child, do you love me?" Right away I started talking as a bluebird blew. As a cat got a tail. If a bluebird blew, then honey, I love you. Well, I held her close and kissed her. Then I looked in those big green eyes. She said, "Hey, boy, do you love me?" I said, "I wouldn't be at all surprised if a bluebird blew."
Jack.
From the Five Royales, that was Jailbird, recorded in Cincinnati in 1961 for the Federal label. It was billed as L. Pauling and Royal Albert, Royal Abbott, rather. That was Loman Pauling and Royal Abbott, two members of the Five Royales, Loman Pauling being the guitar player, songwriter, and singer. And before the Five Royales, we heard the Spiders, great vocal group from New Orleans. The Little Bird Told Me, Is It True? Recorded in New Orleans in August of 1955 for the Imperial label. At the corner of Rampart and Dumaine at J&M Studios. And the Spiders featured the Carbo Brothers, Chuck and Chick. That was Chuck on the lead vocal. And before the Spiders, we heard Conway Twitty with Is a Bluebird Blue? That was recorded in Nashville on April 29th, 1960, for the MGM label. And we start off that set with a little instrumental from Merle Travis and Joe Mafis on the guitars with Free Little Bird, recorded in Albuquerque, New Mexico, April of 1979 for the CMH label. So if you just tuned in, you are listening to Freetown Radio. Our theme this week is Birds of a Feather. And for our second set, we're going to change it up completely. We're going to go all the way back to 1933. Check in with the great jazz violinist Eddie South and his band. Recorded in Chicago in June of 1933 for the Victor label with Everett Barksdale on the guitar, Antonio Spalding on the piano, and Milt Hinton on the string bass. To kick off the second set, here is Mama Mockingbird.
Thank you.
turn out swell. A little bird told me we'd be happy, and I believe that it's true.
We believe that it's true.
And now I know that it's true. Come true, it's sure to come true.
Let the worry bird worry for you. Let the worry bird fuss and stew. He's a wonderful pet, and when you get the jitters, he twitters. Let the worry bird worry his head. Have the time of your life instead. What's the trouble or two? As long as you can keep well, sleep well. Every cloud is silver line. Bear that in mind. When all men trouble gets tough and the going gets rough, let the worry bird worry for you. It's remarkable what he'll do. He'll consider it fun and be your wonder study. So buddy, why should you be blue? Let the worry bird sing the blues for you. Every cloud is silver lined. Bear that in mind. When old man trouble gets tough and the going gets rough, let the worry bird worry for you. It's remarkable what he'll do. He'll consider it fun and be your understudy. Buddy, why should you be blue? Let the worry bird sing the blues for you.
The pride of Lake Charles, Louisiana. That was Nellie Lutcher on the vocal and the piano with there with Let the Worry Bird Worry for You. That was recorded in Hollywood on August 16th, 1951 for the Capitol label. And before Nellie Lutcher, another great vocalist from New Orleans, Blue Lou Barker, with a band led by our husband, the guitarist Danny Barker, with A Little Bird Told Me. That was recorded in Los Angeles on October 26, 1948 for the Capitol label. And before that, we heard a rare little instrumental from a band called the Memphis Stompers, with a tune called Getting the Bird. And that one was recorded in Camden, New Jersey on July 2nd of 1929 for the Victor label. Little band led by a drummer named Snooks Friedman, with Bob Cook on the guitar and James Migliori and Estes Monaco on the cornets. The Memphis Stompers with Getting the Bird. And before that, we opened up that set with the great jazz violinist Eddie South and his orchestra with Mama Mockingbird, recorded in Chicago in June 1933 for the Victor label, with some great playing on there from Everett Barksdale on the guitar, Antonio Spaulding on the piano, and the great Milt Hinton on the string bass. And we're just about crossing the halfway mark of Freetown Radio. My name is Roger Cash. I'm here every Friday at 3 to tell you that Freetown Radio comes to you as a public service from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. We broadcast on an absolute jewel of a public radio station here in the South. That's KRVS, that you can find at 88.7 megahertz on your FM dial, if you're in the Lafayette Lake Charles area. If you're not in the area, have no fear. You can hear Freetown Radio anywhere in the world, provided that you have an internet connection, simply by going to krvs.org and clicking on the Listen Live button. There's also an archive there of past shows. You'll see an Audio on Demand button. And you can scroll down to any one of your favorite locally produced radio shows and click on the link. It'll take you to the show page, and all the past shows are archived by date for your listening convenience. And thanks for listening. And don't forget, it's listeners like you that help keep public radio alive. We thank you for your donations and your support. All right, so on for the second half of the show. Let us change it up once again. Let's start off this next set. A little instrumental number. One of the great fiddle players, Curly Ray Klein, who's a standout fiddle player with the Stanley Brothers. And this one is his version of Mockingbird from an album called The Old Kentucky Fox Hunter and His Lonesome Pine Fiddle from 1981. Joining Curly Ray Klein on this track is Ralph Stanley on the banjo, Larry Sparks on the guitar, and Melvin Goins on the string bass for the Old Homestead label. Here's Mockingbird.
Thank you.
Piece of country gospel there from Sister O.M. Terrell on the vocal and the guitar with God's Little Birds, recorded in Nashville in February 1953 for the Columbia label. For that, the Memphis Jug Band with I'll See You in the Spring When the Birds Begin to Sing, recorded in Atlanta in 1927 for the Victor label. For that, a great little instrumental from the Leak County Revelers with Birds in the Brook, recorded in New Orleans in December of 1928 for the Columbia label. And we open up that set with Curly Ray Cline on the fiddle from his album The Old Kentucky Fox Hunter and His Lonesome Pine Fiddle from 1981. And that tune was called Mockingbird. We got time for one more set. I'm very excited for you to hear this. I'm going to bring you into modern times with three great songwriters. First up, from his brand new album called The Silver Sun that just came out on the Reveal Records label in the UK, my buddy Eamon O'Leary, with a beautiful tune called No Birds Sing. And here we go.
Share a glass with me. The moon is gone behind the cloud. No birds sing in the tree. The moon is gone behind the cloud. No birds sing in the tree. When you
I'm late.
there's no one I can see. They've gone and left the scene for me. There's little on the bones, just some dust and stones, nothing no one owns. They carried what they could, they told me what was good, and are gone. I'm here, floating in the sky. I judge the moment to arrive. Time to hit the ground, time to walk around, time to do my thing. Eat only what I eat, breathe only what I breathe, and then leave.
Give me an introduction, sir. Walking along one day, feeling out of place, just like I was wearing somebody else's face. I felt like a loser in the whole human race. No grace. Because now is just for a moment. And in it, I'll never comes again and again. Now one day when my mama said why did I hate her, I sold my worldly goods and I hopped on a freighter and I sailed out across the old equator. See you later. Because if is just for an instant, and in an instant it was, you know it's what, you make you want to grab a rock, smash up the clock, rip it off the wall for the beastly harm that it does. Now when we got to Yamayama, I sent a postcard to my mom and I climbed up the mountain, reliving every trauma. I said, what's the secret of existence, sweet Dalai Lama? He was wearing pink pajamas. And he said, wet bird, don't fly at night. Wet bird, don't fly at night. Wet bird, don't fly at night. Yeah, wet bird, they don't fly at night. Well, I jumped right up and I was feeling all uptight. I said, your pink pajamas, they may be out of sight, but any fool knows that wet birds fly at night. Right? And the old man began to sob with the sound of one tooth flapping, and he said, you mean wet bird, fly at night, wet bird, fly at night. I said, yeah, wet bird, they fly at night, birds that are wet, fly at night. Now I wear pink pajamas and that's the end of my story, cause in that very moment I gain sweet Satori. So if you climb up the mountain with your heart palpitating, I'll be waiting.
Classic track there from the late great Eric Von Schmidt. From his brilliant 1972 album on the Poppy label, Second Right, Third Row. That was called Wet Birds Fly at Night. It was Eric on the vocal and the guitar. Campo Malacqua on the accordion. That was really Garth Hudson from the band on the accordion. And before that, the great Australian songwriter and singer Robert Forster, with One Bird in the Sky. That was recorded in June of 2018 in Berlin for his latest album called Inferno on the Tapeat Records label. And we opened up that set with a brand new track from Eamon O'Leary on the vocal, the guitar, and the mandola there, with No Birds Sing from his album The Silver Sun on the Reveal Records label in the UK, just came out, with Elise Levy on the backup vocals and Benjamin Lazar Davis on everything else. He also produced the record. And I want to thank you all for listening to Freetown Radio. Hope you enjoyed the show and our little bird theme. Spring has sprung. It's time to enjoy the birdies singing. And I hope you all have a lovely weekend. Please remember to continue to stay safe. We're not out of the woods yet. And I'll see you next Friday at 3. Thanks for listening.
Support for CareVS comes from the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities, presenting a virtual conversation with Louisiana Poet Laureate John Warner Smith and spoken word poet Chancellor Zero Skidmore on Saturday, April 10th at 11 a.m. Smith will offer insights on how poetry can provide comfort and context in troubled times. Registration information at leh.org. That's leh.org.
Hit the honky-tonk hardwood floor with me, Steve Craig, on Jukes, Cantinas, and Ballrooms, Saturdays at 4 p.m.
From the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, this is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, streaming online at krvs.org.